Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning,
good
everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Reetha. Here
good
we
morning,
are again.
Good morning, Jim.
Monday, January 11th, 2000. Now we got to remember to say and write down 16, not 15. You
it's
ever do that?
True.
You, say, you know, you go to write out a check or something and you'll put the wrong year in there?
I've done really well this year for a change.
All right. You're keeping up. Or on your birthday, you'll put your birthday down, you know. You'll write the year down. Oops. But anyway, here we are. And, well, I'll tell you, the holidays went by fast, and we're just moving along. So what have you been up to this week, Reetha? I mean, have you been doing any of your auditions, or what's going on?
Well, actually, I'm prepping for a film. It's called, I don't even know if I can disclose the name of it. I think it's
okay,
going to
be
called The Terror. That's the working title, at least. And it's a horror film, so I can't disclose anything about the film. But
movie,
I've been
okay.
prepping for that, and I shoot that on the 20th, I believe, of this month. And it's going to be a very scary, in the traditional sense of scary movies. And
little film about yourself.
I can't tell anything about the movie, so what can I say? But that's what I've been doing this week, prepping for that.
Well, that's good. You're keeping busy, and you know that's one of the things in our in all the you know the shows we do. It's just keeping busy because you know you run into people that think well they're in retirement now and it's time to sit around, but there's so much that can be you can be involved in. You know,
well, that's just it. And I tell people all the time, I'm not retired. There are people that are. I'm, you know, hats off to them for people who have worked 20, 30 years, whatever, and they, you know, have this time. But they can do, like you said, they can do other things. They can volunteer. They can get involved in all kinds of stuff, start a second or third career. Or they can just hang out at home if they want to. But that brings us up to our hot topics. Okay,
hot
topic.
Hot topic time. All right.
Well,
ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
The Golden Globes were last night. I don't usually watch the award shows, but I wanted to see what Ricky Gervais was going to do, and it's like nothing. I actually fell asleep. There were some highlights of the show. I think the biggest highlight was Denzel Washington receiving his Cecil B. DeMille Award for Career Achievement. They did a montage of, I'm sure it probably wasn't all of his films, but a huge body of work that he's been involved in. And it just brought back the memories of what an excellent actor Denzel Washington is. I think sometimes we kind of take Denzel for granted because he's done so much work. A lot of big stars, they do great movies, but they don't do a lot of work. And Denzel puts out a lot of movies, and he's really excellent. And when you see them back to back to back to back to back, and you can see his characterization and his emotions, and my favorite will probably always be the One Tear Falling in Glory. But It was just wonderful to see him win the award. And one of the things, he told a story about his first time there and when he won for Glory, about how his manager or press person or whatever he was told him to, you know, be good to the guys and you know, make nice with them, take pictures, say what he was supposed to say. And he said naturally he won. Now, a lot of people think that, you know, that it's all fair, but it's a lot of politics in a lot of these awards. And the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is pretty much known to be the easiest to persuade or to bribe to vote for your movie or your star or whatever. But it's still a matter of fun to kind of watch the awards. And Ricky Gervais made lots of comments about how these awards weren't really earned. But as an actress, I know any recognition to your work makes you feel good. And, yeah, everybody thinks all actors are overprivileged and self-absorbed, and we pretty much are. But we do like getting awards and being acknowledged for doing our job. So I just want to congratulate Denzel because he really did deserve it, and he was excellent. And hopefully the awards will get better. Oh, Sylvester Stallone also won a Golden Globe, which was 44 years later after the original Rocky. And what I didn't know about the new Creed movie is Sylvester Stallone did not write it. The guy that plays Creed in the film he wrote it and approached Stallone about it. So it's like the whole Rocky story being told over again, because Stallone originally wrote the original Rocky and had to shop it all over town and ended up making it himself, and it made him a star. And this young man, whose name I don't remember offhand, shopped it to Stallone. Stallone picked it up. Now he's getting recognized. And, of course, as Stallone gets recognized, the film and the new guy will get recognized too. So that was kind of a sentimental favorite. That was kind of nice. But, yeah, so the Golden Globes, hopefully next year it'll be better. I probably will go back to not watching award shows, however. And what's your hot topic?
Well, if Rocky gets in the ring again, he'll be 70 years old. So that'll be interesting. And, yeah, I had a picture with the gentleman who played Apollo Creed. But as of January 11th, the presidential polls are as follows for you that want to keep a little bit of update on what's going on. For the Republicans, Trump is still in the lead with 34%, followed by Cruz at 18%, then Rubio 9, then Carson's Christie's at 4, Bush is at 4, Rand Paul's 3, Florina 2, and then you drop down to Kasich and Huckabee, and they're down around 2 or 1, followed by Graham and Santorum. So for the Democrats, there's a race going on. Clinton is in the head she's in the lead with 43%, and Sanders is not far behind at 39%. So they're kind of going neck and neck there. So it's going to be an interesting race to see who takes the Democrats' nomination. And then, moving on for the third candidate, that's O'Malley. He's at 2. So, like I said, it's going to be between Sanders and Clinton. They said that Trump may have been a flash in the pan, and a lot of temporary hype, entertainment hype, and so on and so forth. And that was drawing attention, and it would eventually die off. Well, now he's still in the lead. And amazingly, he's got more money than all the rest of them put together, and he's not spending any of his own money to get there. So the other candidates still have to put money in the pot to keep in there. So Trump may very well be the next, you know, he may be the person that whoever Sanders or Clinton will be running against. And
primary is coming up next month. So we'll start seeing real votes starting next month.
Well, time marches on. That you remember in Star Wars, that young guy Luke Skywalker, well, the wannabe Jedi is now the old Grand Master. You know, we talk about baby boomers. And he's about the only Jedi left. And Han Solo, he's still getting around in the Millennium Falcon. If you remember, Aretha, the Millennium Falcon was an old, it was his old transportation back in the first one. So he's still flying around in that thing. And I think that Chewbacca should start a hair product line, because he's the only one that hasn't grayed in all this kind of stuff and all these films.
Well,
everybody
speaking of commercials, that brings us up to our first commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Hey guys, Diamond Angel here. I'm here to tell you why you should download the Arabuli app for free. Get the Easy Way experience on the go. Events, shows, fan walls, interviews, coverage, all our blogs, social media, promote your music to the great. Get notifications and updates for free, and you get to join Easy Way on all of its fun adventures. Easy Way has over 250,000 followers, 3 verified accounts, and been endorsed by some of the largest producers, celebrities, and public figures. Visit your Apple or Android store today and download the Arabuli app for free.
Well, speaking of things Easy Way, we have a special Easy Way guest today. Do you know who that is, Jim?
Well, I was hoping to get Mr. Technology himself, the social media guru, Eric, my son, but he's busy a lot, to try to get him on. But I think I got a little time break, and we might have him on if we can call him.
Exactly. That is our guest today, the one, the only Mr. Easy Way, Eric Zulli.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Radio Boomers Live, love the show. It's one of our best shows. Hey, everybody. Hey, Retha. Hey, Dad. How you doing?
Hello, Eric. Welcome on our Baby Boomer show as one of our younger guests.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, guys, I apologize for my voice. I've been speaking a lot, doing a lot of things. In fact, I was kind of out of it on the big peace march, which I really, really wanted to go to and support peace and you know, Mooney Aroney, Dr. Copertino, and what they were doing with the Arts for Peace and Copertino and Associates. And they had a lot of ladies in white marching for peace in Los Angeles the other day. And unfortunately, I was just...
I heard it was fabulous.
Yeah,
it was,
yeah.
Money is something. Eric was a little under the weather with his throat, and I had to go down and do a little doctor visit. We tried to still get out there, but by the time we put everything together, it was too late. But, yeah, Money is amazing. She has the positive, and she has the health. She has both going forward.
Right. I didn't get to make it either because I was prepping for this film, so... Yeah, but I've heard that it was absolutely fabulous, that the women were in white, the men were in black, they did the march, and that it was fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was really great, and Easy Way Broadcasting sponsored it, and we were with, you know, we were involved with other sponsors like Wells Fargo and Target, and it was an amazing event. I believe they were involved with the City Hall. And there's actually a video we'll be putting up on a blog soon if people want to see it, compliments of Chris Anthem. And, you know, I even though I wasn't able to make it, you know, we sent our affiliates and our association, Shelley Hunt, you know, they were down there supporting, and our ambassador for Easy Way Cares, our ambassador of a lot of different things as far as the nonprofit stuff goes, Morrock, went there on my behalf. And, you know, his magazine's coming out on the 15th, Fortune Gazette magazine, which I'm blessed to be on the cover of, and I appreciate that. And, you know, we're just promoting a lot of positivity, a lot of amazing things happening. And the Easy Way movement is just, there's no, like, you just got to follow it. It's just growing, and it's just kind of getting a life of its own, you know, and we are really building the app, which will have the television station, the radio station, and as well as the magazine rolled into it, as well as the membership where people can join a, you know, elite small community of like-minded people that are making a lot of things happen. And we've been making a lot of noise in Orange County in a very big way. We have 5 locations now we're going to be doing events at. My dad was there with us. We just verbally locked a situation in Laguna Hills with an amazing music academy. We're doing our big event on January 23rd for people to meet and greet. And we even have James Preston, who is the star of the Masked Saint, which is in theaters right now, that wrestling movie everybody's watching. You know, he's supposed to be coming. And we have Miss Queen of Asia Pacific and all their beauty pageant contestants. And You know, just a lot of people are just coming to me from every direction, which is cool. I mean, the movement's working. We got the Easy Way Wall of Fame, which Aretha, you're on there. Dad, you'll be on there pretty soon. We have our own kind of little Hollywood Walk of Fame, but it's the Easy Way Wall of Fame. It's a digital wall that actually promotes you on social media. And we recently just added my friend Bill Strauss, who's the producer of Straight Outta Compton. You know, and it's just been so fantastic, and we've gotten so much great feedback on Radio Boomers Live and what you guys are doing. In fact, there's a couple people that have asked to be on the show. I haven't even told you guys about. I'm trying to keep up with all this, and I appreciate my team, and I appreciate you, Aretha. You've been amazing, Dad. You've been amazing, and so I'm glad that you're able to have me on, and I'm glad that we're able to just put out good information to people and help them network and help them expand their own brand on social media.
Well, tell us about the event on the 23rd.
Well, the event on the 23rd is like a mini launch for the magazine. Everybody's been waiting for the magazine to come out with Shelley Hunt on the cover. The magazine is the People Magazine of live streaming. We consider it the People Magazine of live streaming and social media because we're given a lot of tips and tricks, a lot of networking tips, a lot of things that people want to know about social media and live streaming. Periscope is a very big tool right now. Not a lot of people know about it, but a lot of people do know about it. And it's a very valuable tool to help you and your business if you know how to use it. So we have one of the top Periscopers on Periscope in the magazine telling you tips and tricks and the best ways to broadcast. We even have, I'll give you guys a couple of little sneak peeks, which we haven't done yet, but I'm going to give it to this show. It's our top show on the network right now. We have county of movies that have been filmed or pieces of movies that I didn't even know about. You know what I mean? It's pretty exciting because, as you guys know, we're doing the B.B. King film. I'm an executive producer on that film. And the people that are involved with that are just very knowledgeable in what's happened entertainment-wise in Orange County. And so we were blessed to be able to get those stories. You know, and so I think people are going to be really interested. We have Chef Anina, who's cooked with Oprah and Tony Robbins, et cetera. And she's giving, recipes, and it's an educational, fun magazine. We even have a little game in there where you can find Easy. Where's Easy at? You know, you kind of look through the pages and trying to find me. If you find me, you win a little bit of prize. And we're up to about 52 pages right now. And, this is also our way of giving back to our fans. You know, there's a section in it called Fans Choice. And, we're just about going to our fans to support us and being able to help support them back. And we have a lot of platforms to do that. And, so the event, going back to the event, is going to showcase that. We're going to have the printed issue there. And only our members are going to be able to see it. You know, and then we're going to be launching it probably the end of the month. Or maybe even on the same day. I don't know, but we're going to be launching it digitally so everybody in the world can see it. It'd be very simple. You'll be able to go to easywaymag.com. You'll be able to go to easywaybroadcasting.com, and it'll be a digital magazine where you flip through the pages. You'll be able to share it, enjoy it, and it'll also be on our app, compliments of Manny's apps. So you'll be able to download it on your Android, and Apple will be accepting it pretty soon. And then it'll all be through one app, one application. And the event's going to have amazing catering. We have Mary Desmond from American Idol performing. We have Tara, who's Grammy recognized. She's performing. We have speakers like Shelley Hunt. Aretha Gray is going to be speaking. She's going to be doing some comedy and some tech tips and doing what Aretha does. My dad's going to be speaking about the way in which you think determines your outcome and how he's experienced that. We have Mo Rock speaking, the founder of Fortune Gazette magazine. And, numerous other speakers, and it's just going to be a real fantastic event, which we will be broadcasting live on my Periscope. So if you follow my Periscope, which is periscope.tv/Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, you'll be able to look and hang out with me and all the action and enjoy it. And then we also have our broadcast, which I don't know if we'll be broadcasting this one live, but you can go to easyway.tv. And you can actually, we have our full-fledged network ready to go now. You can subscribe, and then you'll be able to get into all the content and all the fun, and you'll be able to watch this stuff live. And, we're really rocking and rolling, man. It's God is good.
It's rocking and rolling, Eric. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
So if somebody wants to go to the party, how do they get invited?
Okay, that's a great question, Aretha. Thank you. You go to easywayaccess.com. LAOC or OCLA. It's on my Facebook, Twitter. It's on the Easy Way Broadcasting. If you follow any of our stuff, all the links on there. But really, if you want to get your tickets, you go to Easy Way Access, LAOC or OCLA, I'm not sure, .splashthat.com. And that's the ultimate website that will give you the information directly to the tickets, and it's directly focused on that event. Or, of course, that website is advertised on easywaybroadcasting.com. You just go to the events section, and you'll see that's the only event we're promoting right now. We're getting a lot more exclusive with what we're promoting because, I mean, it's crazy, Reetha. It's crazy, Dad. Like, so many people are coming to us to promote things. We just had a call this morning. It's a medical unit that's going to really help people, that helps detect your sickness via a thermometer that has a camera in it and an app. It's pretty cool.
Oh,
and they want us to help promote them. And then, you know, people are coming to us for events. Like, there's 16 events that have come to us. They want us to put them on our website, our magazine, and promote them. And everybody wants me to go speak and go talk. And it's gotten great. And thank you, Lord, for all the amazing gifts. And thank you to the team that we have around us. And thank you to everybody that's helping us stay afloat and keep everything going and the content interesting, you know, for all the fans to enjoy. But again, guys, you just go to the app. That's the simplest way, you know.
I'm just amazed, Reetha, by what I see and what I hear. And, you know, I raised Eric to always keep faith, morals, and ethics the primary objective here. Like, you know, like in the Star Wars scenario, they have a prime directive, and that's his. And he keeps that up to the top. And I see what he's putting together with the magazine and the apps and the websites and all the people he's working with and the difference it makes in their lives when they get attached to this. It's amazing. And I'm thinking, geez, if I hadn't moved to California... Yeah, it's really something with all this technology. But good work, Eric. Really proud of you. And thanks for taking a little time stopping on a soap show, because I know you don't stop.
No. And, we don't stop for our audience, for our fans, for our viewers, for our subscribers, ultimately. And we have some surprises for the people that are subscribed, the people that are actually, like, you know, with us and want to receive our information and want to be part of this movement. We're going to have a lot of great surprises, like promos, options, challenges, you know, situations where we can promote you. Like, in fact, I just did a Periscope draw. It was a you know, pull out of the hat draw for the fans, and basically the fans.
By the way, Eric, I'm after the show, that's what I'll be doing, is mailing out one of Eric's prizes from the Periscope show.
We have a sponsor called GripDat with a D, and it's one of our sponsors for the station, for the network, for everything we're doing. And it's a unit that holds your cell phone, just like a selfie stick, but also it can detach and become a wireless selfie stick that allows you to take pictures, take video 30 feet away. It's a really cool unit. We've been doing a lot of stuff. We've been selling a lot of them on social media and Periscope and stuff. But what we did was we did a giveaway for a lucky fan. And there is a lucky fan called What Happened Now or something like that. He's on my Twitter. And so we're sending out a $30 GripDat to him today. We're shipping it out to him. And then you guys will be able to see him take pictures, broadcast on Periscope, say thank you. And so not only are we going to be doing giveaways, but you'll also be able to see it happening. Because a lot of people talk about things and they talk about challenges and things, but they do it to get followers and they don't really deliver with it, I've noticed. And we want to make sure that we do a campaign showing what we do. But at the same time, it gives you followers. It gives you more likes and more hearts and interaction. It gives you promotional value. So not only whenever we do these challenges, whoever wins, whoever is a part of it, you're going to get more promotion. You're going to get more followers. And we have over 55 five-star testimonials of people saying they've gotten more followers and more value in being associated with our contests and our promotion and stuff. But awesome show, guys. And for all the baby boomers out there.
It's going to be exciting here.
Yeah, for all the baby boomers out there, tune in. There's going to be some really exciting stuff happening. And so thanks for the time of having me on, guys.
Thank you, Eric.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks,
we'll
Eric.
Later.
Bye,
Reetha. The event on the 23rd. It's not in
23rd.
Orange County.
It is.
That's
it
important.
Is Orange County. It is in Orange
I
County.
I thought it was in L.A. County. Oh, it is in Orange County. Okay, where is it going to be? It's going to be in where now?
It's in,
so people know.
It's in the middle. of Orange County and L.A. It's close It's very close to L.A. So it's off the 91, and we're not releasing the address or any of that stuff. It's a private suite. It's on the 7th floor. But anybody that gets a ticket will get an email and get the address, get the information, or anybody that becomes a member and joins our membership and is approved to become a member, they'll find out the address. And I got to be really careful, Aretha. My last pre-release that we did for this magazine, I was expecting 50 people, and we had 200. Okay, so...
I didn't want the exact address, but for those of us who live in L.A., sometimes the events are in deep Orange County, and it's really far for us. But this is really close to L.A.,
so it's not far.
It's about I'd say half an hour from L.A. It's off the 91. I'll just say this: it's off La Palma, you know. So it's local, but it's also Orange County because we're trying to do more stuff in Orange County. That's where I live, and it'll be a lot of fun. I wouldn't miss it, guys. We're putting a lot of stuff together, and the food is to die for. Thank you so much, Chef Anina, our personal, private, in-house chef, celebrity chef.
Pre-launch event was amazing. It was hard. It was way up in the hills, difficult to get through, a stormy, rainy night, and the place was still packed, and you didn't even put the address out. So that was amazing. And the food was great.
And thank you to DJ Juan for doing all the DJ stuff and bringing the sound equipment. He's going to be doing it again. Thank you so much to WPS Events for sponsoring and bringing the sound stuff and bringing, you know, thank you to Magic Image Hollywood Magazine for bringing their beauty pageant, winners for Miss Queen of Hollywood and, you know, all the people. I mean, it was just a lot of support. You know, a big, amazing thank you again to Chef Anina because she had at least $3,000 in food. And lasagna and appetizers and fruit and I mean she had a whole staff and I mean she really went all out and it was amazing and
yeah.
You know, thank you to our sponsor the good pizza and Matt Bolton who let us use his house and all the people that showed up, man.
And if you want to see it, they can see the video, right, Eric?
Yeah, well, we're putting the sizzle together. This is a really, really special video because I mean this event was covered by Getty Images, Wire Image, Actors Reporter. It's going to be out on a lot of other things too. We had amazing performers and I mean we really put a lot of effort into this one. It was a special end of the year pre-release to really kind of let people know what's going into 2016 and we want the video to be very specific. And we broadcasted this particular event live. It was live on easyway.tv.
Yeah,
it was amazing. People loved it and thank you to Digitech Media Group, our official partner in production and handling Easyway TV now. But we're putting something really, really fancy together, compliments to Digitech Media Group, that's going to really be impressive. And we honored Steve Resnick, the former vice president A&R of EMI Records, the co-founder of E! Entertainment Television. We had him speak. He's my mentor. He's amazing, Larry Namer. You know, we had Jarvey Hutchison honoring some of our team members. They're getting certificates on behalf of the city and county of Los Angeles. You know, we had a lot of stuff involved. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. So we want to make sure that people really grasp the concept and the reason and why we did it and how we're going to be giving back and interacting with our audience. And then this event on the 23rd is kind of a piggyback of that, just a little smaller. And we're going to be doing a lot of events too, guys, in Orange County and Los Angeles, members only. So I really recommend if you're interested in playing with the movement, we have a program now called Easyway Access, which is in conjunction with Easyway Cares, which helps nonprofits. And it's just so many things, man. Just subscribe to the app or subscribe to the website or follow the social media and you'll know what's going on. And, you know, you're going to see what we do with Aretha. You're going to see what we do with Dad. You're going to see what we do with all of our members. And there's some things I haven't even told you guys about yet. And when you follow, you'll find out. And thank you, Lord. I give everything to God for being that foundation and that protection against all these wonderful obstacles
all
we're facing.
Good people, good movement, and you know that's what it's all about. And I'll tell you, this is talking about cutting edge. This is going to the next level. So, thank you, Eric. It's
awesome.
Amazing.
Thanks for being on the show, Eric.
No, thank you, Aretha. I love you, and thank you, Dad. Aretha, I'll see you on the 23rd. Looking forward to seeing you doing your thing. And you guys, everybody, follow Aretha. Follow my dad. Follow Radio Boomers Live. It's an amazing show, and if in our movement's Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way B as in boy, or broadcasting.com. All right, guys, I'll catch you later. Thanks.
So long, Eric.
Bye-bye.
Thank you much.
Let's go straight to Tech Time because we're really almost out of time.
All righty.
Either Tech Smart Time
phone,
or Jim.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's Tech Time.
Well, we're almost out of time, so just quickly, Eric touched on GripDat, the selfie stick that detaches. This is really good for actors, too, because we do self-tape a lot, and we need to start that, you know, device rolling from maybe 10, 15, 20 feet away. So that GripDat is perfect for that. That's GripDat.com. Like I said, it's GripDat with a D. That's one thing. I'm just going to talk about a couple of things today. Just new stuff out for 2016. One is called Pigeon Digital Photo Frame. It's a digital photo frame, but friends can actually send photos directly to the digital frame from their smartphone. So just as they're taking pictures, they can send it to you. So you can get pictures of your grandkids, your kids. You know, we've got families spread all over the country nowadays. They can wirelessly just send you those pictures, and it'll be right in a frame, and you can change the pictures in the frame every day if that's what you want to do. And another one that's new out for 2016 is called Pocket Finder. It's a small GPS device that works with Google Maps to allow you to track a loved one. Now, I'm not talking about stalking, okay? But we hear stories every day. There was one woman just yesterday was rescued. She had gotten lost, and she was in the snow with no shoes and no socks, and it was just a mess. With this, you just put this in the person's pocket, or the person puts it in their own pocket, and they can be tracked with GPS. Wonderful thing. And another one is called Be Safe. And the Be Safe app connects you with loved ones that are out and about, you know, friends, family, whatever, whoever you're trying to keep up, also via GPS. And if someone needs help, it has a SOS button that they can push, and that will send out a signal to their loved ones that they need help. So Pocket Finder is at pocketfinder.com. It runs about $130. Be Safe is an app. And you just put that on their phone, and it's at getbesafe.com, and the app is absolutely free. So there's all kinds of new stuff out in 2016. I'm going to be talking about them over the next few weeks. And that brings us up to Jim's Gym.
Well, I'm going to touch on...
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Yep. That's me, guys. And what I'm going to do is share a little bit on the investment side. You know, us baby boomers have been, some of us put some money aside and some of us haven't, but I touched on something that might be of interest to you that have some stocks. Warren, an article I found in U.S. News, a little interesting. Warren Buffett gives 5 tips on, you know, baby boomer retirement, and a couple tips and tricks. 5 lessons, you could say, for retirees. One is stay in the stock market, if you're in it. Stay in the stock market. Buffett does not believe in investing in cash, currencies, or gold and other commodities. 2, invest in low-cost index mutual funds. He is famous for buying large amounts of stocks in a few successful companies. In fact, just a little note here, Warren Buffett drinks 5 Cokes a day. Well, why not? He's got stock in the Coca-Cola. He emphasizes that selecting the right companies to invest in takes a lot of work and a lot of know-how. So instead of being an amateur in a professional game, you should just be in the game with mutual funds that does not... You know, that does not whittle away your investments. And, you know, we've seen that happen. Boy, I've experienced that. So with high management fees and a lot of trading costs, you don't need to go there. Number three, check your emotions at the door. Buffett reminds us that the stock market jumps around as people get more or less excited, which we've seen. You know, you get a rumor out there and all of a sudden there goes the stock up or down. But regardless, the value of goods and services produced by American companies eventually rises over time. Good old American. Don't get your hopes up, number four. Don't get your hopes up. On the other hand, don't ever expect the stock market to bail you out of short-term financial trouble. Kind of relate that to your home equity credit line, which we talked about before. Over the long term, the value of stock market will go up. And five, leave some to your children and the rest to charity. And remember to more or less update some of your stuff. I mean, you know, if you put this stuff together when you're 30 years old, and now it's 30 or 40 years later, you may want to think of updating those wills, trusts, and beneficiary forms. So anyway, a couple tips. There you go. Put that together. There's
Wonderful.
Going to be more in our future shows. And if you're not involved in the stock market, there's other investments we're going to talk about.
Wonderful. Well, we're really out of time, Jim.
We're really out of
time.
But
just quickly, the New Radio Boomers Twitter, you can reach us on Twitter, Radio Boomers, and then the new Easy Way app by Manny's app is still coming out soon. The new Easy Way Access memberships, go to Easy Way Access. Go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com. You'll find out everything Easy Way. That's the easiest way to find out everything that's going on. And, Jim, I look forward to talking to you next Monday.
It's a wrap, Grief. It's a wrap. And remember, keep hanging in there, guys. Don't become complacent. That's our message to you. So, Rita, you're doing your thing. I remember you're coming along with your diet and so on, and I'm changing mine. And we want you to come along with us, guys, because I'm putting down that bottle of sweets and so on, and I'm getting the juicing going.
Well, that's just it. We want to see you through the end of 2016. Speaking of which, I just heard on the news late last night, David Bowie passed away.
He's one
of our boomers, 69 years old of cancer. So our condolences and sympathy goes out to his family. And, you know, David Bowie, you know, that's our generation.
Yes.
But, yeah, we got to get healthy in 2016, guys.
All right, till next week, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.